Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Get the TNT podcast free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, iTunes, or on the Stitcher app. Never miss a minute. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Our Keurig busted. I usually make coffee and get drive here, and it busted apparently last night, and I forgot about that, and I couldn't make coffee this morning after staying up late watching a football game.
Oh, is that why you're using the house coffee mug?
I got the house coffee mug, right?
I'm just terrified by you not having a lid on that thing.
Oh, I know.
I saw you holding that earlier. I went, oh, that's gonna end badly sometime today.
So I dreamt I had a nightmare last night, and I can't remember what it was about, but it was one of those nightmares where I woke up and your eyes played tricks with you, and I thought I saw a face in the corner of the bedroom.
Maybe there was.
Yeah, no, it wasn't. And
then I closed
my eyes again. The face was gone. But I fell back to sleep because I was on melatonin, which is cool, right? I've been up all damn night. And I got this app. I didn't get the app, but I don't think I'm going to do it. Sleep tracker app. It records you while you're sleeping. It showed up my Facebook page yesterday.
You have to wear something while you sleep?
No, you just put the phone inside your bed there, and it records you. Now, granted, if you're sleeping with somebody else, they might hear them too. Who knows?
Audio recording?
Yeah. Video?
How does it know when you're sleeping?
Audio.
Oh.
Okay, so it knows when you snore.
It snores.
What other audio clues are you giving?
Well, apparently it says snore, fart, and it says dream, nightmare. I don't know. It did say fart.
Okay, the fart count might be worth it.
If you look at the front page, it's an app. It says snore,
can
fart,
dream. Can it tell how many times you flop around?
Well, it's funny because I doubt right after I asked how what works. One of the things right after that was, on your Facebook and you Google it, it'll say, how do you stop the sleep tracker app? Because I think people probably start it and go, hey, I don't want to hear that, you know?
Yeah, I mean,
you got sleep apnea, get that checked, but,
how much good information you can get unless you got something attached to you.
Yeah, I don't know either.
It keeps track of your pulse, other vital signs.
But it's not attached. It's not, obviously it's not real hardcore medical, but it hears you.
Well, yeah, it can't be hard. Right. It could be like, hey, you got an hour of RAM and you farted 9 times. Good morning.
Can it pick up
9?
Because this is a concern.
An
this
hour.
Is the app.
Sleeping, what, once an hour? What?
And this is why the people get the CPAP mask, because they stop breathing. Several hundred times a night, they stop breathing.
Well, I've been snoring for a long time, and I asked my wife, I said, she says I snore. I'm sure I do sometimes. But I said, do I stop breathing? She goes, no. I said, well, I don't care. It's called snoring.
Is it called Prime Sleep Recorder? I'm looking at an app here that records your funny sleep talking or snoring.
Oh, yeah. It records you talking, too. No,
then you can share it with your friends.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think I want to hear it, you know.
I don't know. If we've got an all-night recording of you dropping ass.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah.
We might have to just put that right on the air.
Yeah. Well, I don't really fart much and better. She wouldn't sleep
sure
with me.
Sure you do.
You know.
No, we could use that.
Oh, yeah, your mom told you that, right?
We could use that as background ambience for the entire show.
Yep.
We'll pause in the action.
I don't want to try it.
Let's listen to Tyler sleep.
Yeah.
He's so cute.
Yeah.
Well, into the phone listening to you people. It's
I don't
just have it record me all night.
Yeah, I don't want to hear that. I'm not going to download it. I just, because I asked my wife years ago, I said, after that, we heard about that, if you don't breathe in your sleep, you can die.
Yeah,
that's
sure.
Or any time during the day.
That's true. I said, do I ever stop breathing? She goes, no. I said, well, then it's just a snoring, man.
No, you just snore like a freight train.
Exactly. Yeah.
Oh, was it Reggie White? Wasn't he? Did Didn't he die from sleep apnea?
Yeah, I think he did.
Really?
I think that was what they said was actually caused his death was sleep apnea.
I mean, it leads to a bunch he of also, other conditions.
He also was a big boy, too. Man.
Yeah. Reggie was a big guy.
Yeah, but we know guys are sleeping.
But if you don't want to do that and you just want me to come over and watch your sleep,
why not?
I'd be happy to do that some weekend.
You like watching. Todd likes you to are watch. The voyeur,
yep. man.
The
he boogies. Does like to watch.
Boogie's a voyeur, man.
Especially when they're all peaceful. Sleeping.
You stare at them. Yeah. That sounds creepy.
Yeah.
No. Not just sitting there looking at you.
It's rather calming. Mm.
Yeah, you ain't making
it
all night.
Who's that guy fogging up the window?
Yeah. Rather calming for boogie. All involved. Yeah. You'll wake up and look at me and you'll
go back to sleep.
He's watching me sleep.
Put your finger up against the lips. Shh, go sleep.
Keeping an eye on
me. Back to sleep.
You'll wake up and look over at Todd and realize he fell asleep too 7 hours ago.
I download the boogie sleep tracker. He's over there in the corner just looking at you. He stays awake.
I had a dream.
Just clinking his vodka glass looking at you.
Yeah. It's like Santa Claus bells.
You go, you know, over there smoking a little weed.
What was that? A boogie's lighter?
Go ahead, Nick. What were you going to say?
So I had a dream the other night that I woke up laughing. Oh. It was something that was really funny.
I've done that
and I
before.
Think it was about, like, I don't know,
before.
Some. The amount of people in somewhere, somebody right. showed up, and I was like, oh.
Yeah, yeah.
But then in the middle of the night, you're always like, oh, I remember that. Yeah. And it's just gone.
Yeah. I've done that. I go, nah. That is what the hell.
Yeah, my wife will be like,
I can't
sometimes
turn it
she'll
off.
Be like, are you?
I tell her I can't turn it off, man.
She's like, are you laughing in your sleep? Like, yeah, I guess.
I said something funny. I think I said something
better
funny.
Than crying.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Or screaming.
Yeah.
But if you want to remember your dreams, you almost have to write it down.
As soon as you wake up.
Immediately after you wake up.
Immediately.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
And like I said, I'd rather have a nightmare than a good dream. I really would.
Really?
Yeah. You wake up from the nightmare.
You wake up from a good dream and you realize it didn't happen, or it's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad, you know. And sometimes it's soothing, but basically, you know, not that I want nightmares, but when you wake up, you go, oh, that didn't happen, you feel so much better.
Yeah, but see, most of them fall in the in-between and they're just weird.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
I mean, most of the time when I wake up from a dream, it's like,
weird.
I don't like
the hell is that about?
Where you wake up, you know, where the start. And it just shakes you.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, I hate but then, that.
I don't like those at all.
But then after that initial moment, you realize, oh, that thing I was terrified about wasn't real. Yeah. I'm all good. I can just go back to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a good dream, though. Yeah, then you wake up and then it's like, then that's not your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you're like, oh.
That's what sucks. Yes.
Oh, reality is the letdown.
Right.
Yeah.
She didn't want me.
Yeah.
Right.
That's why you just sit there and don't sleep all night and look at people sleeping.
Plus, you ever have a nightmare where you're just falling off of like a mile-high scaffolding?
I do.
You just won't land? Yeah.
I do occasionally have the dream where you're falling.
Oh, I have too, yeah.
I do occasionally have that.
Yeah, still do. But
the most recurring one for me is the I'm late for something.
Yeah,
and I can't. I cannot get to where I'm going because something keeps coming up that keeps me from getting to where I'm going.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about.
Doesn't that suck that happens when you sleep? You're just trying to get some rest.
Yeah.
Says here, when activated for the night, our sleep recorder is trained to recognize the kind of sounds that occur normally when you're asleep. And the detection algorithm categorizes each type of noise to easy listen back to them the next morning. Yeah, I don't know. How does it know you're dreaming? Unless you're going, stop it. Stop
well, the
it.
Same.
Stop looking at
you
me.
See,
smack me.
Right.
Adjustable bed technology that'll raise the head of the bed if it senses you snoring. Have you seen that?
I know, but you know what? You ever try to sleep sideways with the bed raised? It's impossible.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't sleep directly on my back, you know.
I think I would wake up when that bed tossed me onto the floor.
We both have those adjustable beds, Todd and I do. We got them back years
ago. Yeah, but not the kind that hear you snore.
No, no. It would just raise me up. I'd be asleep for a minute.
Might
it would
as
just
well,
raise
yeah,
me
I'd
up.
I'd be standing.
Go, what the hell? Woke me up again.
Right, yeah. Right. Might as well sleep in a chair.
If you have a sleep tracker and not the sleep apnea guys, I mean, we know those guys. If you download this app or any of these apps, we'll take that call and tell us what you...
Tom and Lincoln might have something here.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Hello.
What's up, Tom? Go ahead.
Go ahead.
So I was taking a nap over at my sister's house.
Yeah.
And she's like, you know, you snore pretty loud.
Right.
And I'm like, Well, I used to have a Ring camera that you plug in because I used to live in a bad neighborhood.
Okay.
So now I moved to a different area. It's a little bit nicer, and I don't need my Ring camera.
Okay.
So I stuck my Ring camera inside my bedroom.
Oh, no.
So now I record myself while I'm sleeping, and then I found out that I actually moan in my sleep.
How's it sound? I mean, give us an example of what you hear.
Yeah. Well, it almost sounds like a little tiny fart, okay. But it's longer.
Okay. So you're going like that?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Like I'm talking in my sleep, but I'm just moaning.
All right.
It's unintelligible.
Is it a camera or is it just audio?
Yes. All right. It's a Ring camera that you plug into an outlet.
Yeah, okay.
So if I move or anything, it turns color.
So have you caught yourself touching yourself while you're sleeping?
No. But if I get up in the middle of the night, go number one.
Yeah.
It will turn color on me.
Because you're moving.
So that,
I didn't have pissing on that.
It senses motion.
Yeah. Oh, it does. I got it. All right. Do you do it all the time? Or once you realize you do that, you don't want to hear it anymore? You still record yourself?
Well, every once in a while, though, I may still watch it.
Yep.
Just see if things change.
It's a good idea, but man.
It hasn't changed in the last year, so.
Do you, in fact, snore?
I do, and I stop sleeping, but I was going to go do one of those sleep apnea tests,
right.
And even with insurance, it's like $4,000 to $5,000.
Oh my God! Wow. They put you in a room and watch you all night. Yeah, yeah. That would suck, man.
Yeah,
Todd will do it for about $200, man.
Yeah.
No, today I just want to go nap at his sister's house, and then she can keep an eye on me and tell me if I snore.
You're going to nap while you're there?
Thanks, yeah.
I was planning on something else.
Thanks for the call, Tom. Appreciate it, man.
Thanks.
Hey, thank you for taking my call.
Oh, no. All right. Well, I'll take your answer off the air.
It doesn't work with a caller.
The Blaze are home in Lincoln, by the way. Yeah. Yeah. That was a sound when you fell asleep.
It was like a little tiny fart.
Wakes up the whole freaking
like
house.
A vuvuzela in your sleep.
That's a long blaster.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So my wife, she wears earplugs because I snore, and she snores once in a while too. Not often, but she does. And if I hear her, I just reach over and push her because it's always, people, when you push somebody and they kind of move.
Usually that's effective.
You mentioned your wife snores push.
For a minute.
Well, does pushing stop her?
Sometimes.
Okay.
But, I used to just try to rock the mattress bit, but then we got a new mattress that they don't transfer the motion, so it doesn't work.
So what are
you got to try to just the other night, be careful so she doesn't reach over and tear your sack off again.
Yeah. It's always a possibility.
Over the week, one of the past 5 or 6 days, I can't remember what day it was, I heard her snoring, and usually I'll just reach over and I don't look where I'm pushing, I just push. Shoulder, back, depending on where she's at. So apparently, I didn't know this.
Push her right in the boob?
Right in the face. I just shoved her face. And she didn't wake me up that night. Next day, she goes, you shoved me in the face last night. I said, well, when you're snoring, I just reach over just because I want you to be quiet. And I just shoved her face.
Well, you meant it.
Oops. I did. Yeah, that worked.
Right. You stopped snoring, didn't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then I'm going to stick with that.
All right. Then the dog. I heard a dog last night because the dog's got the craps, I think. And I heard her going, and I wake up like, hey, Chloe wants out, I guess, you know. She didn't even wake up in the middle of the night, but she had to poop, you know.
Yeah, it's like good. A dog with diarrhea is terrifying.
I know. Except for, well, for my wife, I wasn't moving. I had to get up too early.
Do they still arch their back and look around if it's diarrhea?
Good question.
Or is it just
I think sometimes it just shoots an emergency? Out. Yeah. Sometimes it just shoots out like what Pete Lee say, like a cow stepping on a can of pumpkin?
Right.
A can of pumpkin.
Yeah, I don't know if they have the time to.
Well, it's funny.
To bear down like they usually do.
Our dog has diarrhea a little bit yesterday, and my wife looked into it, and she had a can of pumpkin, which brought me back to what Pete Lee said. But apparently a can of pumpkin is good for a dog for diarrhea.
Yeah. Huh.
And I didn't know that.
Stops them up.
I didn't know. No, and I'm thinking, well, Chloe's going to love a different taste because dogs love different taste. She just lopped that crap up. But she still had to poop last night, so maybe she's pooping out pumpkin now. We'll find out. I didn't know that was part of it. You know.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Okay.
I've heard all the old wives' tales.
Yeah, apparently that works. You know.
Good.
We'll find out. I'm not cleaning it up.
I just get a text. I snore, but you get annoying texts in the middle of the night, which was last
you do?
Night.
Okay. Who texted you in the middle of the night?
Len Dog.
What
about
time?
12:30 last night, apparently.
What was he up there, just drinking, sitting there naked at his computer?
Yeah.
Messing around with the Deadpool.
Is that what he always does?
12:30?
Yeah.
Does your text sound like a text? Like, boom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and it goes off twice, 2 minutes apart. If you don't acknowledge it the first time, it'll go off again 2 minutes
does
later.
Does a text wake you up at 2 a.m?
Usually it does, and okay. I thought that I kind of went like half woke up last night and thought I heard something and then fell back asleep.
Todd Leach reach over with it, put his finger on your lips and say, shh, go back.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't. And then I woke up this morning and, I did get a text last night. That
old
was.
Snooze boogie, they call him. You slap Todd and he just goes, go back to sleep.
Yes, the American Kennel Club says that pumpkin will help your dog's diarrhea.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
But you got to make sure it's not diarrhea caused by like parvo or something like
or
that.
Or pumpkin.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be bad.
Yeah.
It's going to be so frustrating to be a dog to just see people eating tons of different food.
Yeah,
and you just get the same stuff all the time.
Our dog gets some, you know. If it's around me, I give it table scraps.
The Deadpool news that was so important?
Yeah,
at 12:30 a.m.
Oh, he was getting the new game ready to go.
Okay.
For next year.
Okay, got it. All right.
Did anybody have famed celebrity fitness trainer?
I saw this guy,
Eric Fleischman.
He died
at 53, and they're not listing a cause of death here, but he trained.
Bunch of people, right?
Jason Priestley, Patrick Schwarzenegger, Arnold's kid, and Kirstie Alley. Because I know when I go to a trainer, I take a picture of Kirstie Alley, and I say, I want to look
not
like
that.
Can you put 83 pounds on me, please?
Right. I don't see him.
He's pretty young. He's ripped, too.
No. Nope.
Yeah.
You see Kirstie Alley in his portfolio anymore?
Probably not.
Get eliminated.
Probably not. So we've heard sometimes celebrities get taken off of trainers' promotional material.
We've heard that.
Yeah. Definitely heard that. Sure,
right. Sometimes it doesn't take.
So they're making a movie out of Cocaine Bear.
Oh, yeah. They've been working on this for a while.
Yeah.
We've known that.
Yeah.
Is it finally happening?
Well, the poster's out now, so it must be coming out.
Okay, so they made the movie.
That's why it was all over social media yesterday.
I hope Cocaine Bear is played by a person.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, is it CGI? CGI is so good nowadays. They could probably do that.
I think it'd be good to just have him in like a half-ass bear costume.
Yeah. Like, just start smoking cigarettes.
Okay, this guy's a bear.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it says it comes out February 24th.
Yeah, that's why it was all social yesterday.
Yeah.
Starring a real bear?
Well,
I'm sure they could give him something safe that looked like cocaine, but he would still devour.
No, but the bear goes nuts. So,
wow, there are a lot of stars.
They can't make a bear act like he's going nuts. Let's give him just reenact it, and give him a bunch of coke, and PETA might not like that. Yeah,
you got Ray Liotta, you got Kerry Russell.
He must have recorded that before.
Margot Martindale.
Okay,
Jesse Tyler Ferguson from Modern Family.
How are they describing the movie? Is it a parody? or just a true story about the Cocaine Bear?
Which black is
a
comedy thriller.
Okay, good. It's a comedy.
Oh, and
better be comedy.
Our favorite, Elizabeth Banks, directs and produces.
Oh, I like her a lot.
Yeah, that's her project.
A lot.
Is this the last thing that Ray Liotta is going to have released?
He did two or three movies before he passed, and he was...
I actually read the series that I just got done watching on Apple Plus called Blackbird.
Yeah.
That was actually the last thing he filmed before he died.
Okay, got it.
And so these were probably in the can earlier and just are now getting released.
Yeah. When's it coming out?
February 24th.
Now, where did the bear find the cocaine? I forgot about the story again. The bear got into some cocaine and just like went just raging, right? Because that's what happens.
Yeah, 1985.
It was 85, a failed smuggling operation. Yeah. And somebody dropped a bunch of cocaine in the middle of the forest, right. I think.
Did the bear end up killing anybody? Or it went on a rampage, right?
Yeah, it says went on a rampage, but it doesn't say whether or not anybody got killed here.
Just killed the dance floor.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, your dad hung out with some cocaine bears, you know?
Yeah, right.
He might have been a cocaine bear, you know, at a time.
Dad might be in this movie.
I was waiting for you to drop the gay joke, but I knew somebody would eventually.
Did you mention
okay, here you go.
I was just thinking about a coked up bear. Yeah,
I think of a dancer, too. I don't think of a bear.
It was 100. That's what I mean. The 175-pound black bear. The duffel bag originally had about 75 pounds of cocaine.
Man.
So how much of that the bear got?
You couldn't do too much. Couldn't do pounds of it. He would die. The heart would stop, you know?
Yeah.
Been there.
And that is actually, I think, what ended up ending the bear's life.
It did die eventually, right?
The cocaine overdose.
Right.
But
did it attack anybody and kill anybody or just went nuts? No.
No, it does. It says a hunter discovered the bear dead in the Chattahoochee National Forest.
So the movie will probably make a fictionalized version of what the bear did.
Oh, this is in the South.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah, Kentucky.
Okay. Yeah, 1985, a drug dealer smuggling cocaine was flying over the southern U.S. He jumped out of a plane with a number of parcels of cocaine strapped to his back. His parachute failed to open. He died on impact.
Oh, I bet you the bear ate him then.
Might have.
You know?
Okay,
the bear's on display.
A bear on coke ain't going to be hungry, you know?
The bear's stomach was, quote, literally packed to the brim with cocaine.
Oh, my God.
Although they say that the medical examiner or whatever says... The bear had only absorbed maybe 3 to 4 grams into the bloodstream, and that was enough to
kill it. All right.
So that's plenty.
They're going to fictionalize this probably a little more than too.
The bear's just in this store, Kentucky for Kentucky.
Oh,
yeah. They've got the bear.
He's got his sideways hat.
Okay, yeah. He should be holding a little bullet, you know.
Yeah.
He should have a little bullet and a razor and a cassette. Or a CD.
Or just one of those little spoons.
CD?
Just the vial and the little spoon.
CD. Exactly.
Apparently Waylon Jennings owned it for a while.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
You mentioned Kerry Russell is in this movie.
Yeah. Kerry Russell.
She's good in everything.
O'Shea Jackson Jr.
Oh, okay.
Ice Cube's kid.
Right.
Speaking of crazy movies.
It sounds like it's worth checking out.
It's getting good reviews, too. That Santa goes...
Violent Night. I saw the trailer. Yeah. I saw the full trailer when we went to see Black Panther.
It goes off on the criminals. It looks really good.
It looks great.
Yeah.
It's from the same guys who did John Wick and Nobody.
Oh, perfect.
The one with the...
Oh, they're both great
Bob
movies.
Odenkirk. Yeah.
Nobody's great.
It's in that vein.
Yeah.
They say it's like Die Hard meets Home Alone.
Excellent. That looks good. That starts Friday, I believe, right?
Yeah, this weekend.
Is it at home, too, or does it have to be out in the theaters?
I think it's just theaters to start with.
Yeah.
I saw some Netflix movie recently do it in theaters on Tuesday and on Netflix on a Friday.
I know.
It's the same week.
That's the new Knives Out.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're putting it in theaters for like 1 week so that it can get Oscar nominations.
Okay.
It's got to go in the theaters before it's Oscar eligible.
Then you got to release Cocaine Bear now, too, for the same reason, you know? Oscar nomination.
Yeah.
Totally.
And the winner, Cocaine Bear.
Best cinematography.
Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.